Blog Talk Radio.
Network. This is the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. We are kind of busy celebrating Father's Day. We support fathers, of course. About a month ago, we dedicated the show to Mother's Day, and we talked about all types of moms and grandmoms and all that other stuff, including single moms and all that stuff, and we dedicate that show to that. And we're going to turn around and do the same this time around with the fathers, because there are fathers out there, grandparents, grandfathers, fathers, fathers in heaven, and also single dads out there. And it all should be recognized, and we'll do that too. Now, I woke up this morning with a message to one of my on social media networks from someone that I haven't really spoken to that much lately, Chris Spear. He gave me a message. He dedicated, his father was Clifford Spear, Cliff, and who passed away from cancer a couple years back. And what's unique about Cliff, and I talk on him a little bit on the show, is that Cliff was a person with many trades and many things that he did. He was a recovering addict in his own way. He helped a lot of people. He did a thing called the Swamp, that is basically a campsite. They do it two or three times a year, maybe more, depending on the situation, where all the addicts come together that's in recovery to go to, like, one of the parks, and they come and they meet and everything, and they do all kinds of different sports or different events and music and have a barbecue and all that stuff, but just talk. Communication is a big thing on recovery. And they talk and they got therapy and things like that, but it's also to create an environment that's showing that, because addicts think they're alone and show that they're not alone. And Klepper was very famous for that. He also helped out with another place called AA room called Sterling Room, where he was the one that actually caught the drug dealings that was going on in the Sterling Room with different types of drugs, and maybe coke or other stuff, all kinds of different things out there. And he's the one that told me about it. He and I brought in undercover agents, DEA as well as FBI, as well as the Navy police, to come in to get rid of the drug dealing that's in that place. And he actually, by the way, he also saved two people's lives who OD'd in that place, one inside the bathroom and one outside. So he was big on that. Clifford also was an event planner. He introduced me to the Bango Bangos, among others, and he used to go around to planning events for different bands, the tribute bands and stuff around the state of Florida, especially here in the Tri-County area, Palm Beach, Miami-Dade, as well as Broward County. He did all that. But I would be remiss if I didn't mention the fact that Clifford and I and Dawn Krantz worked on a young lady, which I wouldn't name here, Jennifer, where we tried to save her life and get her into recovery, and for a while it worked. She got into trouble. She went into the swamp. She got the hell of she met with Clifford and stuff. When she was out there, she was scared, shitless, and she didn't know anything. She's very low self-esteem and stuff like that. And she and he got tried to get on the wing, and between me and her and Clifford and Dawn, we actually picked her up to the point where she went to school. She passed. She graduated from FCC. She got her dream job, and she was moving in the right direction. She was on top of the world. Two thugs, low-life scumbags, took her down, because you can put a lot of people around to recovery, but if they don't change the environment, it's not going to work. And she didn't get rid of the bad people. Clifford told me, never give up on her. We have it. And one of the last days before he died, he made me promise that I'll never, ever give up on her and to leave the door open and just keep be there for her, which I have, despite some of her so-called fake friends that try to screw around with her life. But now she has responsibilities now, that being that she's a single mom. So she has no choice but to start working her way towards recovery and going into the right direction. Otherwise, because if she don't, she could very seriously lose that child. Those people around her, especially one woman that killed someone before, has a low trigger point, and she has a very violent temper, and so is other people around her. That puts that little boy in danger. That's why a lot of agencies and stuff are always watching over this right now. So she is being covered. But we promised Clifford and we promised Dawn that we'll keep an eye and make sure that this young lady has a future in her life. And that's the thing that Clifford said. That was one of the last words. His last words to me was, never let go of her. She needs you. Just keep fighting for her. And I promise I would. And that's it, because you're not supposed to leave an addict. You're not supposed to close the door on someone that's in trouble and danger. It doesn't work that way, because they turn around and end up hurting themselves and hurting others if you do. So the door is always open, and she knows it. But that's part of what that was part of the dedication that was there between Chris Spear and I this morning. And we worked, and I even posted some of something like that. Because we like to thank Clifford for his help in trying to save Jennifer's life. And that's one of the things that, and it would be remiss if I didn't mention that, as part of Clifford Spears' legacy. So that's part of that. Now, the meeting of a father is fathers tend to go out and work. They bring in the money for something in the old days, but they also responsible for discipline, for trying to work in conjunction stuff, because fathers can do what mothers can't, and mothers can do what fathers can't, and you got to put the two together to have a complete unit. Without them, there's always a problem. If you go into any jail facility, any kind of prison, and ask how many come from single parent households, a good 80 to 90, even 100%, in some cases, came that route. So that's important. Fatherless, look at Chicago. They have about 80% of the crimes committed by single kids that come from fatherless homes. That's a big problem. It's mostly in the black and minority communities, but it's everywhere. And we got to look at that. Father does things that mothers can. May it be disciplined, may it be work, showing dignity, self-respect, and values and morals. If you're a father for a boy, plays catch with him, shows him how to throw a ball, how to bat, how to kick a how to kick soccer, how to throw a football, or get involved with that, how to play hockey, all kinds of different sports. And as far as the little girl, the father of a little girl, it's the little girl to make sure that no idiot screws around with his little girl. They're overprotective on women because of that, but that's normal. And that's what it is. But father is unique. A father is unique. The love a father has cannot be replaced. Same thing the love that a mother has cannot be replaced. And it's important. So we honor both. And so to all the fathers out there, happy Father's Day. Now let me introduce you to my co-host, Scarlett. How you doing, Scarlett?
I am good. How are you?
All right. What do you think?
I want to send a shout out to all the dads around the world. Have a great day. Enjoy your kids. Happy Father's Day.
You know what else is good about fathers? If you're out and the weather's good, fathers are great. They barbecue. They're standing over their barbecue pits.
They're standing over
the barbecue kids and flipping the burgers and stuff.
That's right.
You know, and the mothers make the side dishes and everything. And
dad cooks the food, and then everybody sits down and they have a family meal together. And it's
right.
Wonderful. You know?
And bring up the whole family.
The family unit is a positive, important environment, especially for children. Because mommy and daddy are there. You know what I mean? And no matter what, the kids come first. Okay? And you can always work your problems out. But the children, you're always there for the children.
That is true.
Happy Father's Day to you.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
And I was out and about earlier today, and the people walking around stuff today, and usually years ago, everybody used to say Happy Father's Day, Good afternoon, Good morning, whatever you're at. Didn't get that much today.
They're unhappy and they're frowning and they're caught up in their own little worlds.
And they used to have all kinds of stuff of fathers and Publix and stuff like that. I didn't see anything really.
Cook anymore. Ever since COVID, they don't cook anything.
Yeah, usually you see stuff that's out there, like set up a barbecue stuff and all that, or meat. I didn't see it anymore.
I'm telling you, COVID has changed the world and how they engage.
You know, that's great. By the way, we're looking at a possible tropical system coming our way or somewhere along the East Coast by the middle, not this week coming, but the middle of the week after. this week. It's a little too far away, but it's gonna be formed, and it's gonna be named Bread. That's
good name.
Yeah. You know,
it came off
Bread.
that came off of Africa.
Yeah. And there's one behind that might come around too. But it's the boat looking strong on the maps. But the
are
one
we
that
early?
They got. Yeah, early. It is very early for Africa. A storm's coming up for Africa.
The warm is water. The warm is water. The water is warm.
It is. It's
a
little
lot
warmer.
Of storm.
And we've been getting a lot of rain lately, but we're in the rainy season, so the afternoon or evening storms usually between, say, 1 and 5. It's normal for Florida, and then it clears up for the night, which
you know,
is normal.
The ocean current and the warmth and the coolness up north are all having a big play in it.
Yeah, with tornadoes and stuff. We got to give our prayers to all those people that was devastated by the tornadoes in Texas and Alabama and elsewhere in the south and central part of the country. And what we call
what
the tornado belt.
Do you know what part of Alabama?
No, I'm not sure.
Okay.
Because it's ongoing and it still is. It cuts across. So that's a big thing there. So I know
today?
The man.
Were those today?
Today, yesterday, the day before. And I know people, all those, get calls from the American Red Cross to help out, please give. Because they're one of the first responders there to help people. And same thing with fires and other disasters. So that's a big thing.
Those
the
fires
other thing,
in Canada. Did you see those fires in Canada? They geared up again.
Yeah, they geared up again in some of the areas in the northern part of the central part of the country as well as the northeast.
Yahoo's homepage. There was a photo of it. That's some raging fire that's happening.
And by the way, those fires were arson, but it's not climate change. It was arson. But, of course, the communists up in Canada don't do that. They want to just destroy people's lives and take control. They want to control you. That's a big thing there.
I was having a conversation with a gentleman who told me that rent is not sky high in Texas, but it's sky high here in Florida. And I had determined, put some thought to it, and said to the person, the reason it's sky high here is because everybody's coming down here to live.
They're coming to Texas, too, but the problem with Texas is the economy's a little different than Texas. It is cheaper there right now.
It's a lot cheaper. It's not just cheaper. I'd say it's a third less.
I don't know. I can't answer that. I don't know.
Well, that's what was explained to me. And all I'm saying is they come here to live, so the landlords take advantage of the price. Okay?
You know, some things, there is some laws that just been... Yeah, it is. And there's some laws that took that were signed into law by DeSantis in the last couple of weeks. That's supposed to change that come August 1st. But we'll see where that goes. That's when the effective date goes in. But along with other laws, that's been changed.
Let's go back to COVID.
Yes, it should.
I'm just saying.
You know,
still making money. It's not like you're taking a loss.
No.
Still making a huge profit. And greed is not good. I don't care what Gordon Gekko says from Wall Street.
That's Wall Street.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's Wall Street. For those people to understand, if you become a broker, it's one of the standing things you got to see. There's a couple of movies you got to see. Glenn Gary, Glenn Ross, Wall Street, both Wall Streets,
Boiler Room. Great, yeah.
And the guy from the other one that was from Stratman Oakmont movie, But the thing is, and
what
all
does, hold it,
real.
Hold it.
Wolf of Wall Street.
What does ABC stand for?
Always be closing.
That's right.
That's from Glenn Ross.
Exactly.
Wolf of Wall Street. Okay, couple things. Ballroom, everything else in Ballroom, as far as what Vin Diesel did, I did.
Yeah.
At one time or another, always be closing. That's where I learned how to pitch. I'm a very good person in doing that, and I know how to do it. Maneuver thanks to that. I've been at for a couple of days, since I actually was there for Wolf of Wall Street. I saw a start went open. I saw that beautiful. It was a beautiful call center. It's like it's long and big and it was very happening, so to speak. I was with GKN at the time when I was there, took me over to over to Stratman just to keep an eye on, just to watch and see. So for a couple of days. Is part of a learning process, but I know all of that stuff, and I know how to do it, and I know anything that is about financials, in some way or another. I could look at a chart, I could read it, and know how to do it. I know what the forecast for the future is going to be, what the futures market's about. I know how to read the sheets. I know how to up and down and all that, the Crotrons, all that stuff. It's real interesting stuff. You're dealing with billions and trillions of dollars if you're doing it right. I wasn't that big, so I was doing my little thing, but I was nowhere near there. But you have to get, in order to get involved with that, you got to get to a U4, and you got to take care of the Series 7 and the 3 and all the other stuff. But the thing is, and 63 too, in order to get going. But the thing is, in order to get bonded, you have to be bonded. And what I do right now is also you need to be bonded because I'm dealing with sensitive information and financials and stuff like that. And it's not just for charities or anything like that. We're into the political realm. We're into the churches. We're into different things out there and causes and lobbies and everything else. And the information I get and I have to put in through and stuff, it can be into a situation where I have to, be swear to it. And you got to be bonded because you can't have somebody that's a crook or someone that's a thug or something to work there. It doesn't work that way. So they go through a background check, and they go through a bonding. You know the whole thing, because you saw me go through it. And then you get 2 weeks of training, and then you get off and running. And it's a great. It's what I'm doing now is fun. I love it, and I don't care what's going on or anything else. But I get to feel the country, which is great, and I know exactly what the pulse of the country is, and that's a good thing, right, Scarlett?
I agree, and if it doesn't start changing, it's gonna, it's not just about the politics, idiots in D.C. People actually count, and people
it's
are going
bias.
To
change. It's
don't
about
have
bias.
It. Lots of, if they don't have the values, the morals, the integrity, the responsibility, the respect, what I mean? You understand what I'm saying? The moral compass.
Yes. The moral compass,
they're
exactly.
They're never going to have it. They're never going to have it. They are insignificant imps in the head.
What the biggest thing is, besides the economy, is the corruption of Biden. Everyone that we talk to, and I've talked to thousands each week, probably tens of thousands, from Monday to Saturday, more than that, and number one thing is the economy, of course. They can't afford this, they can't afford that. Things are not what they used to. But the
make
number two
money.
Thing of all,
can I say
two,
something? instead of whimperizing about what is happening, you should step away from that and see the whole picture. Just make more money.
Yeah, and a lot of people are doing that. Some people working two jobs to compensate. But the number two thing is that they don't. This is right up your alley. They want Biden gone. They want Harris gone. They want them to not out of office, but they want them in the prison cell waiting to be tried for treason. Everyone
who
talks has said the same thing.
And you know what? I want most of Congress gone, both sides of the rainbow.
Well, I'm just telling you what they're saying, you know, and they want things done. The common thing is that except for a few in Congress, nothing's being done, and they're yelling at everybody, and they think
they're part of the problem. They're pork heads.
What? There is some news on the horizon, and I'll break it right now for you. They got more information coming just the last couple of days. More bank receipts, wire transfers, and more witnesses
that's not what the problem is.
Yeah, it is.
But they're not they have enough evidence right now. You don't need pylon to get the job done.
They got his arrest is imminent, probably as soon as tonight or tomorrow, but it's there. But the thing
is,
you
know who can arrest them? The judge advocate general. Jack can arrest them.
Yeah, and exactly what's happening. They're in the process of doing just that.
Okay, and then they can hold a trial and hold them for treason.
Right,
they
and that's what's
do.
Happening right across. They're working on that as we speak. But you know, you're going to have breaking news on that in the next few days. You're going to see it all happen before your eyes. It's not $10 million anymore. It's not even $30 million. It's more than between $50 and $100 million, going all the way back to Vice President to when Biden was senator. There's kickbacks and stuff. Witnesses are coming through. Hitler, even Hillary's people are now trying to fix it.
I'm going to tell you something. Was he a congressman?
No. He went to Senate. I don't think he was in the Congress. I'm not sure.
What did he do in the outside world before Senate?
I have no idea.
He became a senator.
For 50 years, he's been in the public sector. So.
Really?
He took money every day, and won on a smile. Yeah. Don't forget, Delaware's a small state. You know, same thing.
I'll go better than that. People are stupid. Okay. People are not intelligent. Is that better? They didn't vet him. They didn't see the whole picture.
They fall for his
better?
Garbage. They fall for his garbage.
They just don't want to go the mile, the extra mile, to see the picture. It's like that all over the country. People get elected and they turn out to be goofies.
Yeah, that's why when we put guests, that's why when we put candidates on the radio on the show, we actually asked them. You're the one that started asking point blank. Once you get elected, are you going to turn around and not do what you say? And remember, we got pledge.
No, I'm not. I'm going to do what I said on the campaign trail. And you know what? I honestly think they believe that when they're speaking to me, but when they go to D.C., it's a whole new world. These people approach them. Ooh,
yeah, it's all that money in front of them, and they're seeing all that
stuff. All the money. And you know what? It becomes a very powerful moment. What should I do? Should I take the money, or shouldn't I? And if I don't take the money, will I get reelected? That means I'm not doing my job. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
We need to go back to the governor appointed the senator and have two terms on the House, and that's it. You know, like years ago when the first started,
I
when this country
Congress should get paid less, be there less because they don't do shit anyway, and go get a job.
You know, that's true.
I don't think they should get paid, period. They're not there. It's not a job. It should be volunteer. It really should be.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
What else?
The other day in over at the Dodger Stadium, they were supposed to have a thing with these fake nuns, these transvestite nuns, the transgender nuns. They came on. They're supposed to do a little show in honor of so-called Pride Day in the Dodger Stadium. Well, it turned out to be a complete failure for the Dodgers and the people, and the owners of the Dodgers, where no one actually showed up to see them or the game, but tens of thousands showed up outside the stadium to protest and boycott the game and show their support for Christianity and the church.
So hold it. I got a thought. So the baseball game was played with nobody?
Nobody. It was a completely empty stadium. Nobody showed up for the game itself.
So it was like
and they,
COVID.
In fact, this whole,
it goes back to the COVID days where nobody was in the bleachers.
Yeah, same thing. And they had nobody in the stadium. It was a total waste of time. They lost, I would say, millions of dollars easy.
You know
and they lost the game too, by the way.
Oh, good. You know who was really pissed off about that? The sponsors.
Yeah. Oh, well, the sponsors are losing money. Their billions of dollars
right.
are being lost to Target.
They don't fork over green to a team, to a franchise, to not receive anything back. They're going to lose.
No.
Oh, yeah.
And if you go woke, you go broke. If you go into these transgender stuff and all that other stuff, you're going to go broke. Look at Target, they're bankrupt, they're being bankrupt. Look at Bud Light, that's another one that's gone its way out.
Jack Daniels
reverse course. You got a bunch of others that signed to reverse course, but there's still, you know, if you go woke, you go broke.
You know what,
and that's
you think
thing.
Target would learn the first time with the bathroom crap, you know? They did it. They just laid low until they all opened up another floodgate, and they're burning themselves again.
You know, and the thing is, nobody wants this stuff. Remember when we started the show about family unity malls and stuff with Father's Day? And by the way, Father's Rights, if you have a Father's Rights group, join them, because fathers are not recognized in some states. You get really beat up. That's one of the reasons why there's such high crime rates among kids. It's because of families that don't have fathers. It's another thing there. But when you have a society that cares more about inclusive and all the other stuff that's happening, and that about values and morals and respect of others and dignity and family unity, And that type of stuff, you're going to have a society that falls apart. And what's happening by the left, the communists, the socialists, they're not, I don't call them Democrats anymore because they're not. The Democrats, Robert Kennedy Jr., a Democrat, the left hates him because he's telling the truth about the vaccine and what he believes that happened to JFK and RFK. And other things. So the left really can't stand him because he's calling out what everybody really knows. Same thing with Trump, of course. But the Democrats of the days of him JFK. JFK would not be liked by the Democrats right now. Either will Scoop Jackson or even LBJ or Humphreys of those days. They wouldn't go that route. It's not what they are. Truman or even FDR, it's not the same as what they call the Democrats of today. Democrats of today are communists, pure and simple. They have no values or morals at all. And it's this, and they want to the Democrat platform, kill life from the moment of conception. You're killing life anyway. They want to kill your babies. They want, if you're a Down syndrome baby, they want to kill them anyway. That's one of the targets. We have Special Olympics going on right now, and ESPN has been showing up. Well, the actual Special Olympics is going to be all month. And you're going to see on ESPN, and it's, I believe it's in Germany this year, they're doing all that stuff. When they had the parade over the weekend, you could go to, on demand and type in Special Olympics, and you'll see what happened yesterday, the parade of all the countries and all the Special Olympics athletes as they march in. And that's a big thing. And Democrats hate it, even though because it doesn't fit their criteria, because these people who are born with different kind of special disabilities, disabilities, under the eyes of the Democrats, they should have been aborted. That's what they want. They want these people who have been aborted. And so that's their mindset.
Hold it. Superhuman beings.
So that's their thing.
That doesn't exist.
No.
Everybody has flaws. Don't matter.
And one of the things people I work with, we raised and we pushed millions of dollars for Special Olympics around the country for these events that's happening right now. We honored these athletes. All these people with disabilities, and we fought hard for it, despite what other things are going on. We actually support, and we put our 2 feet, and we put our whole body into this, and we got things done for a lot of people, and that we're very proud of, and no one is going to take that away. So that's a big thing there. So we believe in the Special Olympics.
You know what's sad? You know what's sad? There are special needs out there, trained and used and abused, that have no idea what's being done, and they support it. And they don't even
know. Because they indoctrinate and recruited by the ultra-left. And if you actually take a step back and realize that you support the very people that want you gone, that actually hate you for whatever reason,
they manipulate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I
urge everybody to watch the Special Olympics on ESPN.
It's great about the Special Olympics, and that is important because we're all God's children.
And I'd like to thank Tim Shriver and the Shriver family for doing this and providing all this stuff.
Eunice is the best.
Yes.
Great, great, outstanding lady. Big heart, you know? And she goes to bat for each and every one. Doesn't matter. She don't see parties. She just sees a person.
Right.
And she showers grandstand love to all of them. And that makes her fabulous. I love
that. And that's a very important thing out there. You know, I'm telling you, you know, and we got to continue to work with that and help others from that. So that's a big thing there.
You know, go to bat. The strong ones, the outspoken ones, the good-hearted ones, you know, stand up for your brothers and sisters, people, because that'll make you humanitarian. That makes you a rock star.
One of the biggest things that's going on right now in this country is human trafficking, especially with children. And with the border wide open, thanks to Biden and company, it's out there very big. It's a big trade. And you know what? These things are also supported by the Democrats / communists.
Oh my God.
Human trafficking.
Can we say something?
Yeah, go
that
ahead.
That man is disgusting. You know why?
Why?
He did a speech the other day. Where did he do that speech? Wherever he was yapping in front, sniffing it.
In Philadelphia.
He closed it with, God save the Queen.
God save the Queen. That was in Philadelphia.
It's no longer with us. Okay? It's God save the King.
And that's the British stuff. It's not.
You had to actually be directed.
He should have said God bless America, but he said God save the Queen. Yeah. And he has to call them off the stage. But as far as you, and coming up on July 4th, is a movie.
Do you know why he falls?
He's got.
Because he drinks too much.
That's part of it, and I think he also got degenerative disease. I think he's got other stuff too. He's not mentally all there. Also, he talks to dead people and everything else.
He just doesn't give a shit.
It's all about him
and his son and the other nudniks.
Yeah, and the money he's getting from Russia, from Ukraine, from China, and many other countries over the last 50 years, because it goes back that long. But anyway, let me get back to this, because we're going to promote a movie. Sound of Freedom. Sound of Freedom is a movie that's coming out on July 4th. Mm-hmm. It is a true story about human trafficking, children trafficking, and from around the world, coming from people from this country and the open borders and stuff like that. It is very, very important that everyone sees it. Right now, Sound of Freedom begins in theaters on July 4th. Audiences are so passionate about this film that theaters are already selling out. Don't miss this unique theatrical experience. Theaters are feeling the energy and opening hundreds of new locations. Book your tickets now to get the best seats. Sound of Freedom is based on the true story of a former U.S. government agent who quits his job to devote his life to rescuing children. After rescuing a young boy from ruthless child traffickers, he learns that the boy's sister is still captive and decides to embark on a dangerous mission to save her. And it's Sound of Freedom. And the guy that plays Superman is his big star on it. That's
wow.
A big thing.
When's that coming out?
July 4th.
Okay.
Now, a year ago yesterday, Kevin Costner was at the Field of Dreams, the real Field of Dreams in Iowa, and they did a Major League Baseball game, Yankees against the Chicago White Sox.
I remember that.
Yeah, and he came out and he led the people. He led the ball players coming through the cornfield to play the game. And if you go to my Facebook page, you'll see it there.
Cool. Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Right.
That he was in Field of Dreams.
Right.
Okay.
Summer or spring offense is a heavy fighting now in between Ukraine and Russia, and a lot of casualties there. A Democrat lawmaker calls for Trump to be shot. No repercussions there. Oh, it's a Democrat saying a Republican be shot.
Which one?
I'll tell you in a second. This was Stacey Plaskett, a Democrat delegate to the House, suggests that Trump should be shot. She quickly corrected herself and said stop. But
she should be arrested for treason. She should be arrested immediately for treason.
Right.
I don't give a shit. She put it out there. That's a disgusting pig. There's something mental about somebody wanting somebody to be shot dead.
Yeah.
Really. She needs real therapy there. That is psycho.
Okay, here's the latest polling. 55% says Americans think Trump's indictment is politically motivated. Of course it is. 56% think it's election interference. 57% think he's been acquitted. He'll be acquitted. Trump leads Biden by 6% in the same Harvard-Harris poll. If Democrats can't beat Trump, they investigate, impeach, indict, and arrest him. But he'll still win.
Make sure they don't steal.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris Christie comes in at how much?
4%.
Wow, that's a lot. With Pence and Scott and DeSantis, I love it. And Haley, Nikki, the Brew. Yeah.
Everybody, let's pray that everything's okay with Quincy Jones, who was rushed in the hospital after a medical emergency. We don't know how his condition
is. He's old. He's up there in years. He's not old. Nobody's old. It's just, way things fly, people are still wearing the mask.
Yeah, I know. And I agree with this, you cannot be a Christian and be gender fluid. Let it be heard. In other words, if you're a Christian, you cannot support the pride stuff and gay stuff because it's a sin. So that's a big thing there. And RFK Jr. said he's taking precautions in light of the CIA's alleged involvement in the assassination of his uncle.
I told you Bobby needs to watch.
He is.
Somebody's got a target on him,
Ohio Supreme Court rules in favor of August election that could preserve abortion ban in Ohio.
Hillary and Biden and Obama are seriously screwed up dudes.
Yeah.
I know.
So far, one dead, 20 shot during Juneteenth celebration in Chicago suburb. It was chaos. Yeah, Juneteenth is set up as a slave holiday or whatever. It doesn't matter.
They don't like slavery, but they celebrate sobriety.
Yeah.
How does that make sense?
Yeah.
They want reparations, but yet they celebrate it. You can't
Yeah, and that we don't even know what the true meaning of it because it's really nonsense. It's like Kwanzaa where a criminal
Is this a Biden holiday?
I think it's Obama holiday.
It needs to go away.
Yeah.
We are all human beings. It don't matter what the skin color is.
Jesse Waters demands the release of the Burisma tapes of Biden's. There's 17 tapes. There's a lot more than that. It's about 40 or 50 tapes.
And jump up and down to say, release it now.
We are going to release the tapes as soon as we get them. We are releasing them, and who gives a damn what happens? We're going to continue to expose Biden as the corrupt he is. I can't tell you right now, but once we get it, and we will. We're going release it because I was the one that broke the story, and then with Marjorie Taylor Greene and a couple others about the 17 tapes, including Chuck Grassley.
Okay.
He's the one that did it on
the
floor.
Meanwhile,
now
you're coming to a close. So I'm going to do my thing.
Okay.
Everybody, watch what's going to happen. Will he go? Won't he go? Will he stay? Was somebody actually going to do something? What else are we going to find out in this corruption? It seems to grow every day in leaps and bounds. So
yes.
keep your eyes and ears open, folks. You know? And no one more than me wants them gone. Okay? They are just a thorn in our side. So this is Scarlett Butler saying, God bless America. God bless everyone. Have a great week. I'll be back on Wednesday at 8 o'clock. Everybody have a great night and happy Father's Day to all the daddies. Enjoy your kids. Bye.
All right. Again, I want to thank everybody. I want to thank Bring It Boy for coming in the chat room and the others that have been listening. And all the fathers, you know, again, we cannot leave without dedicating the show to Father's Day and all the fathers out there, fathers of the passed away, fathers that are currently working, fathers that are being with the family at the barbecue, single dads. You know, fathers are a very important entity, a part of the family. Well, like I started to say, mothers can do so much, but fathers can do even more. If you combine the two, you have a perfect unit, and it works together as a team to bring up your child, and that's the main set. A mom needs a dad, needs a husband, a dad, to help bring up a child. And that's what we need to do. And same thing. A dad needs a mom. It works both ways. You know, single parents are very hard to bring up kids to begin with. When you have two people bringing up a child, it's a lot easier. And you work closely with them and build that unity, because it's not even love and compassion and passion, but it's the fundamental foundation of building a unit, a family. And that's what's important. Right from wrong, certain sports that for boys especially, a father's great to throw a ball around, teach them how to skate, teach them how to ride a bike, throw a football around, getting them into after school centers, getting into different clubs, take them to ball games, take them to all kinds of little things as they grow up, be part of a little boy. That's why my father has a very hard time adjusting to it, because moms cannot do a lot of things that fathers can. And same goes for the other way around. So it's important to try and have a unit. A unit consists of a mother and a father, a little boy and a little girl. That's what the family is for, with two cars and a dog in the house, that type of old day stuff. But that's what you need. And that's what we need as a parent entity. We need to go back to the moral compass. We need to bring up families. We need to bring up an environment that's conducive in society to bring up children without worrying about violence. And like I said, Chicago right now, you can't go outside before somebody gets killed. Same thing in Newark, and same thing in New York City, same thing in California. I'd like to thank all those people in L.A. that actually turned around and said enough is enough with blasphemy and all the other stuff. And we need to really bring back the religion in our society and the moral compass and values and respect of others, and not have these people try to take it and honor transgender. There was no such thing anyway. If you're born as a male, you're a male. If you're born as a female, you're a female. Learn to be comfortable in your own skin. Do not allow others to indoctrinate, intimidate, or peer pressure to do something that you're going to regret down the line. And all of that's important. Again, I want to thank everybody for listening to us. The Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show on Block Talk Radio. It's on every Sunday at 7 o'clock, every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. You can check us out on thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. That's the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People Media Network. You can check us out on the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People podcast, the other areas. Go to thetruthisthetruth.net. sign up, be part of it, and you can listen to the radio shows and archives. You can listen to the podcast every day. I want to thank everybody for coming on. See you on Wednesday evening at 8 o'clock. Have a blessed evening.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Don't forget to tune in for the Biden tapes. If we get them, we're going to play them. So stay tuned out. Listen to us on our podcast. And don't forget the radio show on Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And go to thetruthisthetruth.net. That's thetruthisthetruth.net. Thank you again, and have a blessed evening.